Hello, darlings. So, I was sitting in front of my keyboard, looking at a blank screen, thinking I need to make like a Dear Diary post. And I was like, I don't have the time or mental capacity. It's like 2:30. I listen to my dog walking around. It's like 2:30 in the morning. And I just had such a good day. Just such a good day. I have a sexy friend that I send sexy pictures to. Actually, a couple sexy friends. My dog's making all sorts of noise in the background because I'm talking now. Hi, Puppy. Say hi to the audience. But yeah, we were exchanging images and I was getting more and more revved up all day long. I got a new set of tights and I had these cute little kitten heels, little red leather shoes. And I was walking around in them and enjoying myself quite a bit. The feeling of the tights and a silk top. And the pictures were reciprocated. I have a good friend who she sends good pictures to. And we all send each other gifts. It's fun. So I was up all day and I just took like a nice long hot shower and I did my nails up pretty and I painted my toenails a nice vibrant red, like a classic car. And flirting all day long and having a good time and talking to people online. And sometimes I get into my job too much, I think. It's so good. It's just so good when you have that kind of energy. And so I had a good phone sex session earlier. I had my new satisfier and also a dildo. And I just laid there listening on the phone, listening to this person telling me about the things they would do to my body and the things I could do to theirs. And I just had the vibrations on ever so mild at the beginning. And I could feel every pulse inside of me as my pussy gripped the dildo tighter and tighter. And it's funny when that happens because it kind of pops out a little when that happens. And so I had to keep reaching down to like shove it back in. And that was really good. Every time. I kind of loved feeling my body push it out as I tensed and me having to use my fingers to push it back in. Riding the waves of vibrations is so fucking good. Oh, God. Oh, I think I have too much fun sometimes. I don't know if there is such a thing as too much fun, but I'm certainly enjoying it. So then I get on like video games after I've come on the phone. And I'm sitting there playing video games and I decided to put that vibrator right back on me. And we're playing and there's still messages going on and it's so fucking good. And like, there's this fun secret that people don't know. Like, you know, you've got this vibrator and it's hard to care if you're winning or losing when you are constantly on the cusp of coming, feeling those vibrations, listening to the voices and like, trying to participate in the conversation a little bit, but having that secret from them. And it's interesting because I think I get like almost this charge, this electrical feeling. And I would definitely say it's like being drunk with pleasure. I mean, you've heard me come. I really lose it. And riding that buzz, that feeling is like the best feeling in the world. And so having all the preamble and sitting there just playing a little bit and like chatting like nothing's happening, but knowing it only amplifies the excitement. And I think it comes across to the others too when I'm playing games, you know. A lot of them know what I do for a living. I'm not subtle. And so we make good jokes and the energy is sometimes really fun playing games. And I think it's hard not to be infectious with that energy. And I hope it is, because everybody should get to feel that way. Everybody should get to feel that sexy, glowing, pleasure drunkenness, you know? And I think I felt like I needed to get online at, you know, 2:30 a.m. to share that, because I want you to kind of wake up with that feeling that you're sexually desired, and that the thought of you listening to this and getting something out of it and feeling that feeling with me, even though I'm like stupid right now because I came a bunch of times. Like, I want you to be stupid with me. So, you know, I know this isn't my typical post, but it's just how I was feeling right now. And I'm just so happy you guys are here. It means so much to me. And I smile every time I sign on and I see a little notification. And it makes me want to do more and more and come a whole bunch more on my microphone and do more hypnosis. You know, this past month's been a little crazy and chaotic, and I know I've been a little quiet, but August, I think, is going to be a turning point. I have a lot of plans, exciting plans, and some of you have really stuck with me for the long haul, and I need you to know that I scroll through all of my patrons like every week, and I look back at the ones who've been here the longest. I see you there. I see you. I hover over each of the names and I go, oh, like, look how long they've been here. Like, it means a lot. And if you come and go, that's totally cool too. Like, it means a lot for everybody who's here, but fuck, it was a good day. And I hope you get this when you need it, so you can feel good and hear my voice, which I love sharing. And I would try coming again, but I really don't want to break my clit today. So hopefully you just enjoy this little audio dear diary, because I couldn't bear the thought of typing it just now. I just couldn't do it. I'm glowing too much. I'm too happy. I'm too lovey-dovey. And I said and too many times. But well, if you get this in the morning, have a good day. And if you get this at night, good night, darling. And I hope either which way, whenever you listen to this, you enjoy yourself. And I look forward to making more content for you. I truly do. That's it. I'll work on coming into a microphone again tomorrow or Monday or whenever. I don't even know what day it is anymore. I'm too happy. So, all right, that's it. Signing off. I hope you have a good night, and I will talk to you later, darlings. Love you.